welcome to Just Needs, a podcast where we talk about parenting children with disabilities. I'm your host, Christina Kozik, and this podcast is a project of Exceptional Lives. Friends, recently I released an interview that I did with Dr. Nilong Vyas of Sleepless in NOLA regarding sleep in our kiddos with disabilities. And I wanted to take a minute and share a personal experience I had with my son regarding a sleep study that we had done back in 2020. So at the time, we had to go to Our Lady of the Lake in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to have the sleep study done. My son was under the age of 6 at the time, and I don't remember what the cutoff age was, but that was the only place that would do a sleep study on a child that young. And so I wanted to kind of share a little bit about our experience, so, and some takeaways that I have from it. So that way, hopefully you, if you find yourself in that situation, can have some ways to kind of prepare yourself and your child. So when we did this sleep study, there was a couple of things that I wish I would have asked going into the sleep study. The two main ones are, what is actually going to be placed on my son as far as like, you know, little stickies that monitor data, and are electronic devices allowed to help the child fall asleep? So I'll kind of explain both of those. When we went to go have the sleep study done, I knew that there would be some kind of, you know, little stickies, sensors that would be placed on my son, because how else are they going to gather the information they need? But I didn't ask, you know, how much, where exactly are they going to be placed? And so when we got there and the nurse, you know, gets us in and we get changed into pajamas, and she comes in to start putting all of these sensors on my son, you know, he just sees this big cart of stuff being wheeled in and wires everywhere. And so he instantly started to have questions, and I could tell he was becoming anxious. And I just wish that I would have known ahead of time, so I could have kind of prepared him a little bit better. And then the other thing that they did that I didn't know they were going to do is they put one of those little nasal oxygen type things on him to help monitor his breathing while he's sleeping. And my son then and now has an issue with things being in or around his nose. It's a sensory thing, and he does not like it. He does not want it. It takes a lot of coaxing, you know, to do anything around his nose. And now he's a little bit older, and so it's a tiny bit easier. But at the time, he was under 6, and that was just a no-go. And so when the time came to put the oxygen thing on his face, he instantly started to, physically let me know that that's not what he wanted. He was trying to, you know, take it out. He was trying to grab it. There was a lot of coaxing. And at one point I just had to hold him, kind of bear hug him. And the nurse had to put it on and then kind of tape it on his face. And because of all of that, and not kind of knowing ahead of time to prepare him, that led to him being extremely overstimulated, and he became, you know, he was very agitated, he was very anxious, and he wanted it out of his nose. And so when the time actually came for him to lay down and go to sleep, he was just very wound up, and you know, I knew sleep was not going to come easy, which led me to my next part. I just assumed that we would be able to use a sound machine and or an iPad or a tablet to put on a movie to help him calm down so he could go to sleep. Then and now we use a sound machine to sleep, and we have for years. And, you know, we even use the TV to put a movie on to help fall asleep. And so I thought just that would be allowed. Well, come to find out, it was not. And so I now had this very anxious, overstimulated child who is being asked to go to sleep and can't, and I have no way aside from just laying there next to him and trying to calm him down to get him to actually fall asleep. And so the good thing is that while they require you to actually sleep and go through a sleep cycle or two to do the sleep study, that's all that's required. They don't need 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. And so I'm grateful for that, because what ended up happening is my son was just very agitated for a few hours before he finally fell asleep. And so essentially he ended up taking a really long nap for his sleep study. You know, the poor nurse came in the morning to wake us up, and she said, "Oh, I'm glad he finally fell asleep when he did, because if he hadn't, we were going to have to let you guys know we wouldn't have enough time to collect data and you would have to come back." And I just remember thinking to myself, there's no way I would have come back. There's just no way. It was a difficult experience for both me and my son. And so my takeaways from here are, while we sometimes have to do, you know, tests and studies and things like that with our children with disabilities, but you definitely want to find out, especially if you have a child with sensory issues, is, you know, what things are going to, you know, be put on their body or near them that may cause them, or, you know, what is the lighting like? What is the sounds? What are those going to be like? So if you have a child who needs a little extra support around sensory processing, you can provide that to them ahead of time. And then, you know, the other takeaway is, if you have a child that needs electronic devices to help regulate themselves or to help fall asleep, just ask that when you go into a test or a study of some sort, if you'll be able to use those devices. So this was a little different format than what I normally do, but I wanted to share this information with you guys, especially those of us that are in Louisiana, that are local to Dr. Vias and places like Our Lady of the Lake in Baton Rouge. Thanks for joining along this week. And as always, if you have any questions or want some more information, please reach out. This podcast was written and presented by me, Christina Kozik, for Exceptional Lives. Exceptional Lives is a nonprofit that supports families like yours. You can subscribe and follow the podcast at our website, www.exceptionallives.org/justneedspodcast. Our website has blogs and hubs and a disability services finder for Louisiana. We'd love for you to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Just search for Exceptional Lives. If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know by leaving a 5-star rating or review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening.